For the second year in a row, wheat streak mosaic virus is showing up at significant levels in South Dakota wheat fields, primarily in central regions of the state. The virus is spread by the wheat curl mite, with most infections occurring last autumn in seedling winter wheat fields, according to SDSU Extension Plant Pathology State Specialist Maddie Shires.
Anything that we're seeing in winter wheat right now, it was most likely introduced to the wheat back in the fall as that wheat was emerging. We do know from some sampling that we did that wheat streak mosaic virus was pretty active in the mites and it was being moved around a lot.
The virus has not been detected in any spring wheat fields to date, but Shires explains infection is still possible if mites migrate from winter to spring wheat. A major wheat streak mosaic virus outbreak in 2025 led some farmers to abandon or hay their wheat, while others took it to harvest with only minor yield losses. While every year provides different growing conditions and challenges, Shires believes stronger control of grassy host plants should become routine.
I think the biggest takeaway is going to be that management of alternate hosts is going to be extremely important because that is how it's getting introduced into our crop each fall. And so basically try to break that green bridge, and we probably need to be starting a month early versus 2 weeks just to make sure that we've had time for everything to die.
Variety resistance to wheat streak is fairly common in winter wheat cultivars, but Shires reports no resistance exists yet in spring wheat lines. Fungicides and insecticides are ineffective against the disease and the mite. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.